KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It's 7 degrees below zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 8. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital, and Atlantic. There is a wind chill advisory in effect for a part of the listening area until 10 o'clock this morning. That includes Sac, Carroll, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Union, and Ringgold counties. Bitter cold wind chills are expected. They can cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin. Expect wind chills to range from 15 to 25 degrees below zero through 10 o'clock this morning in the affected counties. Also, there are several schools that are starting late this morning. 2-hour late start in Adair Casey Guthrie Center. Classes start at 10:20 there, and offices open at 10 a.m. Ottoman starts 2 hours late. There's morning no morning pre-K preschool. Also, 2-hour late starts at CAM, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, IKM Manning, and Ottaway Valley and Panorama, along with West Central Valley. All those schools are 2 hours late. In the news, a man from Mills County faces multiple charges following a traffic stop this morning in Council Bluffs that escalated into a pursuit, the crash of a stolen vehicle, and the eventual apprehension of the suspect. Council Bluffs police report just before 2 a.m. today, officers attempted to stop a 2000 Honda Accord in the area of 21st and Avenue E in Council Bluffs as it was westbound on Avenue E. The vehicle had been reported stolen out of Saunders County, Nebraska. The vehicle failed to yield for officers and fled. Officers pursued the vehicle for a short distance before terminating their attempt to stop it. The driver of the stolen vehicle continued to drive erratically and at high rates of speed, giving no regard to the safety of others. Just after 2 a.m., officers were called to the area of the 1900 block of Avenue C for a hit-and-run, where a vehicle had struck a parked pickup. The driver had abandoned the vehicle and ran on foot. And upon officers' arrival in the area, the vehicle was identified as the stolen Honda that had previously run from officers. Police searched the area and located the suspect driver in the area of 16th and Avenue D. He's been identified as 20-year-old Antonio Saldana of Glenwood. Saldana was placed under arrest and transported to Pott County Corrections, where he was booked in on numerous charges, including felony, eluding, theft in the second degree, leaving the scene of a property damage crash, no driver's license, driving wrong way on the one-way street, and possession of weapons, in this case, brass knuckles. The Council Bluffs Police Department reminds motorists the majority of car thefts that occur this time of year are the result of cars being left unattended with the keys in them. The use of keyless starters or staying with your vehicle while it warms up will help to prevent your vehicle from being taken by thieves. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session at 9 a.m. today at the courthouse in Greenfield. During their meeting, the board will hear fiscal year 2019 funding requests from the Fair Board, Historical Society, Library, Southern Iowa Council of Governments, Board of Health, Adair County Tourism, Midwest Partnership, and Southern Iowa Trolley, and County Auditor Mindy Schaefer, the Medical Examiner, Clerk of Court, Sanitarian, and Data Processing Departments will present their fiscal year 2019 budget requests in Adair County. The Montgomery County Board of Supervisors will host a public meeting on Wednesday, January 17th. That's with regard to the current county radio and communication system and the challenges the county is facing. The session takes place in the courtroom at the Montgomery County Courthouse in Red Oak, beginning at 6:30 p.m. again on January 17th. The courtroom is located on the second floor. During the public meeting, there will be a presentation about the Montgomery County local enhancements to the Iowa State Interoperable Communication System, P25, platform proposal. There will also be comments from Montgomery County Joint Communications, the EMA, Montgomery County Emergency Personnel and Agencies, and the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, with financial options also being discussed. There will be time for public comment and questions. Residents are encouraged to attend the meeting. The Montgomery County Board of Supervisors will be in quorum. However, there will be no actions made at that time. For more information, you can contact Montgomery County Emergency Management Coordinator Brian Hammond at 712-623-3749. And the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, is holding a town hall informational meeting for residents of Lewis on Tuesday, January 16th, beginning at 7 p.m., and that'll be at the Lewis Activity Center. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss the housing rehabilitation application process with city officials and residents in the target area. Staff will help any residents who would like to apply that evening fill out the application for housing rehab and give them examples of supporting documentation that'll be needed. Community Development Director Dan Lee said, "We really want to have a face-to-face with as many potential applicants as possible, walk them through the application and explain the process of the program once they are income qualified. So many homeowners," he said, "struggle to understand what we need and why we need it and so on. There's a lot of back and forth via mail, telephone calls, and fax," and he says, "We hope to eliminate that and expedite the entire process by helping people in the beginning." Lewis received a Housing Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, to assist low to moderate income homeowners with a set target area in 2017. The grant is for nearly $240,000 to repair six homes within the set target area. Each approved home is eligible for nearly $25,000 in repairs. And Dan Lee said this amount of money allowed per home through this program allows them to do much more than with our other forgivable loan programs through SWPCO. He said they may do roof, siding, windows, and so on. Community development block grants are awarded annually by the Iowa Economic Development Authority with funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. SWPCO is a council of government serving eight counties of southwest Iowa with public transportation, community development, and housing. They're an equal opportunity employer, provider, and lender. In our funeral announcements, Gregory Wallace, age 39, of Urbandale and formerly of Greenfield, died December 28th. Funeral services for Gregory Wallace will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangement. Marion Pitt, age 85, of Shelby, died Monday. Funeral services for Marion Pitt will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Charlotte Benton, age 74, of Cumberland, died Friday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Charlotte Benton will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Donald Hurst, age 92, of Dexter, died December 31st. A visitation for Donald Hurst will be held on Saturday from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Dexter Presbyterian Church, followed by a funeral service at 11 o'clock. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. William Bill Dimmig, age 78, of Atlantic, died December 24th in Omaha. Cremation has taken place, and a massive Christian burial for Bill Dimmig will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Lois Oakley, age 90, of Audubon, died December 23rd. Funeral services for Lois Oakley will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ruth Olson, age 87, of Audubon, died December 21st. Funeral services for Ruth Olson will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Norman Merck, age 89, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Norman Merck will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Alice Clemens, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. A private memorial service for Alice Clemens will be held at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan is assisting the family. Dolores Carnes Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dolores Carnes Robertson are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Muriel Bacon, age 99, of Harlan, died Sunday. Services for Muriel Bacon are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.